Welcome back here as it is Brooks. Brooks, top of the key to Waukee. Straight away, Valley on top, 27-23. Waukee dribble drive, scoop shot, puts it up, no. And the rebound goes off of Lucero. It will be Valley basketball. ESPN Radio 101.7, the team would like to thank Parks Pet Emporium, Action Compaction, You Trash It, We Smash It, and ABQRecycles.com. 5:17 to play here in the third quarter. 4-point lead for the Valley Vikings. Coleman on the left angle outside the arc. Gives the ball to Saltese. Cross-court pass to the right. Saltese gets it. Saltese to Anaya. Anaya on the near side on the cross-court pass to Coleman for three. Lines in, no good. Rebound, Devin Peace against Giddings. His pass intercepted. Saltese laid in.
That happened earlier. You don't save the ball under the opponent's basket. And that's what Devin Peace did. And he saved it. Went right into the hands of Saltese. And he got a wide-open layup.
Saltese in double figures on the other end. Peace with the bucket as he hooked it up on the right angle off the glass and scored 29-25. That snaps a 6-0 overall Valley run. 4-0 here in this quarter. 5 points for Peace. Now in the lane, Anaya put it up. Blocked by Peace. Rebound left wing, Coleman. Coleman for Valley. Outside the arc. Now inside the arc, about 18 feet. Gave the ball to Saltese. Top of the key. Guarded by Ortega. Right wing, Armijo. Armijo against Waukee. Armijo swings the ball right wing. Adonis Saltese, baseball pass on the near side to Coleman. He knifes his way in traffic. He banks it up too strong. Rebound Peace, gives the ball to Waukee. Here comes a Trisco from our left to our right. Waukee all the way to the hole. Lays up and hit the bottom of the rim. Rebound taken by Valley. Here's Saltese behind the back dribble, left angle. Underneath pass to Giddings. He is bumped. He is fouled. He will go to the line. Well, Giddings for two as he was fouled by Devin Peace.
Give credit to Robert Armijo. Great job defending Waukee in transition. What he did, he didn't go for his moves, just fade back, let Waukee come into him, didn't use that body up against him where Waukee could draw that contact, kind of played off him a little bit as he went in the air, and Waukee was just left hanging in the air and just threw up an ugly shot. Giddings has got to now be able to shoot some free throws from Valley.
Free throw was up and good by Giddings as he makes it 30-25 in favor of Valley over Atrisco Heritage. One more coming for Giddings.
Last time these two teams played, Valley really exposed Atrisco in their 2-3 zone. And
here's a rebound off the miss. Giddings got the rebound as it was tapped to him. Now Armijo gives the ball to Anaya. Anaya to Giddings near the left block against Rourke. Out to Armijo. Armijo underneath to Anaya. He fights it up. Nobody is fouled.
Yeah, great job again by Armijo penetrating the lane. But last time, as I was saying, when they played, Atrisco got too far extended in their 2-3 zone, and Valley really picked them apart from the inside. And the 2-3 zone for Atrisco has been a little bit tighter tonight, and it's really slowed Valley down from getting some of the looks they had on the meeting a few weeks back.
Anaya makes the first. 31-25. It was 25-23 Valley, and now it's 32-25. Up to a 7-point Valley lead. That's their biggest of the ball game. Anaya with 10, so he's in double figures. Anaya now in double figures for the 25th time this season. Saltese also in double figures for the 28th time this season. Here's Waukee, right wing Lucero. He drives in the paint. He fights it up from five and hits Lucero. That's a tough drive by Lucero.
Yeah. Went from the left corner right to the middle of the lane. Was able to find an opening. Another turnover by Valley.
32-27. It's loose on the ground. Tie up. And it will go out of bounds to the Valley Vikings on the possession arrow. Physical play, but not necessarily rough play, just a well-played basketball game, Brian.
Yeah, and the refs are letting them play. It's great. It's a fun game to watch, and this place is pretty much jam-packed. I mean, what an atmosphere for a high school game. You know, we've had a couple out-of-town teams play in previous years, and it's never had this feel like it has tonight. And you know, the attendance seemed like it was a little low throughout the week, but not for this evening's game. This game was of too much interest to the local folks.
Absolutely. Lucero came out of the ball game. Ketasigua back in for Volcano Vista. Now a hand check foul as Anaya on the dribble drive was fouled. And that will go against Atrisco Heritage. as they will call the foul. That will go on Keta Sigwa. That will be his third. Team foul number two. Jalil Ford to Martinez. Now Armijo on the right wing. Bob Armijo, left-handed dribble, holding out of play with the right hand. Now he switches over to the right, stops in between the circles straight away. Zone defense applied by Trisco Heritage. Armijo way out on the wing left side, looks over his coach Joe Coleman. Armijo was looking to pass to Chris Martinez. Now he does on the left angle against Joaquin, who almost steals it. Martinez stops the dribble, back to Armijo. Anaya out of the ball game right now. No, he's actually still in there. I take that back. So it's Coleman who's out of the ball game. I saw a one, but I thought it was 11. Here's number 10, Armijo, to Anaya for three, and boy, is he in the game. Right wing side, a triple.
Big shot by Anaya right there. Good patience by Valley on offense.